Just how good are the Cowboys? Who's reminding us of Randy Moss? And how about an Australian trying to make it in the NFL? Triple FL Podcast coming at you. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Triple FL Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Ciccone. Excited to be here with you, running down some results and fantastic performances from the previous week. And talk about some ways players of today remind us of those from the past. And we'll go through, talk about some upcoming games, and go through some matchups and some fantasy plays that could benefit you and your team. But let's get right started. First off, the New York Giants, you know, look so good one week, then you're not sure the next week, just up and down. I fell victim to the trap of picking up Eli Manning and Donald after their huge performance, and then since then, nothing from either of them. Cut Eli Manning quickly. Held on to Donald. I think he's still got something left in him. But, geez, and what a terrible blow for the Giants with Victor Cruz falling victim to an injury. So it's going to be tough for the Giants to generate some offense. Of course, they have Beckham Jr. And even Donald, who's a talented tight end, who might be able to step up a bit more for them and produce. But they're just Jekyll and Hyde, the Giants. And I know a lot of you New York fans are just wondering what in the world's happening. But look, the Jets were just coming off the game Thursday night. Definitely respectable against the Patriots. Unfortunately, fell short by 2 points, 27-25. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Rex Ryan and the Jets for the remainder of the year. Just in on the wire was a potential trade sending Percy Harvin from the Seahawks to the Jets for a conditional draft pick. So if you add a weapon like Percy Harvin to the Jets, it gives them something more to go on because they're just lacking that piece. Eric Decker is an outstanding receiver, but an outstanding number two receiver. So they need someone else to come in there, a speedy guy to stretch the field. Curley's doing a nice job, but they just need something else. So for the Jets, it'll be interesting if he's able to come in and make a difference. From last week, you know, in my fantasy football league game, I was going up against a team that had Matthew Stafford. For those people who own Matthew Stafford, and for everyone else who's just watching the games, how much of a difference does Calvin Johnson make? I mean, since he's been out with the injury, I mean, Matthew Stafford's just looking pedestrian in terms of a quarterback, less than 200 yards that past week. But when he's in, I mean, Stafford looks all world. I mean, dear me, for the the big contract Stafford's just signed recently, how much of it does he owe to Calvin Johnson? Because, you know, without him, he's just not producing the numbers. And don't get me wrong, I did lose again, 1-5, but it wasn't because of Stafford. But just interesting to watch that. And they say he's, you know, trying to come back from it, but we'll see how long it takes Calvin to return. But just a fantastic player. Giovanni Bernard for the Bengals. My goodness, what a combination of speed and quickness and agility. He dropped a touchdown for 80-plus yards. And for Michael Irvin, I was glad he showed a little credit to the South Florida kid, saying from St. Thomas. Didn't know that. Love touting the South Florida kids, being one myself. Miami Beach Senior High, represent High Tides. But he's just a difference maker for those Bengals. And, you know, once A.J. Green is back fully and healthy and Giovanni Bernard, there's no telling the prowess and all that Bengal offense is going to be able to produce. They got that other running back, Hill. So they've got a lot of things going. It was awesome, and got to mention that on this Triple FL podcast, paying homage to Icky Woods. Of course, Icky Woods has been featured on some commercials doing the Icky Shuffle in the supermarket. Jeremy Hill did his best impersonation in the end zone, which is awesome to see. And that's what this podcast is about. Triple FL, Flashback Fantasy League, Flashback Fantasy Football League. Greatness always was, and it deserves to be remembered, and that's what we do here as we talk about the players of today, games of today, and compare them a bit to the people of the past. I don't know who we'd compare Giovanni Bernard to. He reminds me of Shady McCoy a little bit. Man, he's a special back. Now, quarterback-wise, Joe Flacco. Oh, Flacco! 5 touchdowns. I believe they're all in the first half. I mean, this guy looks like a Dan Marino type sometimes, and sometimes he himself will throw in a performance, a sub-200-yard performance. He's got that ring. Look at my ring, my ring, my ring. Look at my ring, my ring. And that Super Bowl ring, got him a hefty paycheck as well. And he just turns in these performances. I'm fortunate to have Steve Smith on my squad, and he got a touchdown as well. But it's and I picked him up. Yeah. You know, fair weather. You know, going well, I'll pick you up. He said I did the same thing with Eli Manning. So Joe Flacco is now a Goldman Gator, represent. Hopefully he continues his play. But he just looks so good. And Torrey Smith had two touchdowns. He's a guy I've had in the past, and I know a lot of fantasy football league owners were tempted to take him. He's always quality, Torrey Smith. And they even commented, I think, prior to the game about they just want to make some efforts to get him more involved with things. Of course, also, while we're on the topic of the Ravens, picked up Justin Forsett, 100-plus yards. Didn't get the touchdown. That went to Pierce in the game. But he just busted out a 52-yard run or something in the first series. So I'm sticking with this guy. He is, as I've mentioned before, has bounced around a little bit, was with Seattle before, and he's making a home for himself with the Ravens taking advantage of an opportunity given to him. So hope he continues that. Now, the Patriots, I just mentioned, they just barely squeaked by the Jets in the Thursday night game. But Brady's been playing well. He's putting the ball in some places. And there's a reason that he had a slow start. Tom Brady's getting older, and we've talked about that in this podcast, but just a fantastic quarterback. It takes more. You've got to, as you get older, figure out what additionally you need to do to keep at that level. He's by no means on his way out, but he is older, and he's figured out in these last few weeks he's got to do a little bit more. He's got to pay attention, pay a bit more attention physically and mentally to the game plan and to the film. And he's doing that. He's realizing, okay, this is what it's going to take for me to be successful. Okay, bet. That's what I'll do. He's got three of them rings, so I think he knows what he's talking about and what he's doing. So he's figured that out, and I just expect him to continue to have a fantastic year. Can you believe in this day and age, Tom Brady was a free agent? Tom Brady was a free agent in many a league after that slow start. So I know a lot of you have jumped back on the bandwagon to pick him up. So you will ride him. I know you will. Now, last week, Dallas beat Seattle 30-23. And it's you know, Seattle's a team that I've compared to the Cowboys of the 90s. And I'm not backing away from that. An additional thing I'll throw on is, how about the coaches? You know, the Seattle coach, he reminds me an awful lot of Jimmy Johnson with the Cowboys, that former college coach, just going on, just so enthusiastic, doing so many things. So I continue that, but hey, they never had an undefeated season, those Cowboys of the 90s. Let's not forget, they did lose some games. So here they did again. They lost to the Cowboys. And for the Cowboys this year, going so well, a huge part of that is DeMarco Murray. Now, I've racked my brain a little bit to say who he reminds me of. He is, of course, he's in the Cowboy uniform, but if you were to take Emmitt Smith, a bit of the shiftiness and in between the tackle, combine it with the speed of a Tony Dorsett. Isn't he a combo of those two guys? Dorsett, Emmitt Smith, there you've got DeMarco Murray. He's doing a fantastic job. They're giving the ball to. And look, the move taking the play calling away from Jason Garrett, it's working. And you've just got to say, okay, that's fine. This is my role as a head coach, delegating, managing everything else. You've got a lot to do managing everything. But the play calling, obviously they're running the ball a bit more. And that's what it takes to be successful in this league. I mean, the Super Bowl champions, Marshawn Lynch, he can tell you a bit about running the ball and closing out games and establishing the run, play action. So that's what the Cowboys are doing now, and it's working out well. What a fantastic matchup. I mean, that reminded me of Michael Irvin going up against Deion Sanders. Honestly, when we had this past week, we had Dez Bryant going up against Richard Sherman. And Dez Bryant, man, he's just growing up in front of our eyes. For him to make the comments he did, I made some plays, he made some plays, that's exactly right. That's what happened, and it was just so fun to watch. You know, Romo almost tried to find a way to throw a pick right, very close to the end zone, but fortunately they did not go the other way for them, and Dallas got the victory. So, you know, kudos to them, because right now they are sitting at 5-1 in the NFC East. So They're well on their way to a fantastic season. They've got to stay the course and continue to do the things and pound that football, run the ball, and then run it a little bit more. Now, with Aaron Rodgers, He came up with a huge fourth quarter victory at Miami. I think it was a really defining game because, you know, listen, when you're playing a team sport, there's a tendency to play down to the level of your competition. And that is what the Green Bay Packers did last week when they were playing against the Miami Dolphins, came out with the 27-24 victory. They played down to the level. Plus, they were on the road. Plus, you know, a bit warmer. It was so interesting to see people holding up shade so that the players from Green Bay weren't so hot. I'm a Miami kid, so yeah, I do know about the heat even into September and October. It is warm, especially for those northerners. I spoke to someone from Wisconsin recently, and they were saying it was already freezing, 36 degrees or close to freezing. So it was a credit, but then you've got to think, well, what is the competition for that? You know, what did he just accomplish, Rodgers? The Dolphins are 2-3 right now. They've had some respectable performances, beating the Patriots early on. But how big a victory it was. A victory is a victory, and that's a big thing. So kudos to Aaron Rodgers for getting that in. Now, I think they're missing James Jones a bit. He's, of course, gone on to the Raiders. And so he's missing him, and he's trying to, you know, fill in everywhere else, which he is, obviously, with Randall Cobb and their other receivers, Jordy Nelson. So they're doing a great job. We'll see how Aaron Rodgers can continue it. Now, San Francisco was able to pull out the victory over the Rams, but is that a huge victory, beating the Rams? I mean, the Rams are the Rams, right? Some people say, oh, the Niners, they got it done, they're back, here we go. But as far as I can remember, the Rams are 1-4, and I don't see them winning 5 games this year. So we're looking at a very poor team. And so San Francisco did squeak it out. But the thing to remember about team sports, especially football, winning cures everything. You know, I think there's some personality differences, some locker room disruption. I think there's some issue about the way Harbaugh's handling the players. But winning cures everything. And when people do things, and it was the defense chipping in, Anquan Boldin doing some things, Kaepernick doing some things, so it was contributions coming from all over the place. So I think when that happens, people feel valued. And I think that's a big part of what the issues are right now in San Francisco. The older players are feeling undervalued as the new blood's coming in. So it's going to be up to Harbaugh to manage that better throughout, still early in the season. And they've managed a 4-2 record in that time. So it'd be interesting to watch, but that was the Rams. So along with the Raiders, we were talking a bit about them. Their quarterback, Carr, he is looking sharp, poised, confident, and it very well could be they've got their franchise quarterback after how many attempts. You know, Rich Gannon did a great job getting them to the Super Bowl, but since then, it's really just been a revolving door at quarterback for the Raiders. So Derek Carr very well could be getting the job done now for the Raiders. That'll be interesting to watch. Now, in that game with the Raiders, that would be the time when we would call our blast from the past. Yes, blast from the past for the week came from the Raiders game. And this week's winner is none other than Andre Holmes, wide receiver for the Raiders. And the blast from the past is to none other than Randy Moss. I mean, this guy with the size and the speed is so reminiscent of Randy Moss. I can't think of another reason who is another receiver in the history of the NFL who is as long and quick and elusive and fast and great hands. He had 2 touchdowns against the San Diego Chargers, 121 receiving yards, and he's just starting to get on the same page. 2 weeks ago, they had a bye the previous week. Week before that against Miami, 1 receiving touchdown, 74 receiving yards. So just fantastic statistics from Andre Holmes. He is our blast from the past winner for the week, reminding us of Randy Moss. And if he has any kind of career that resembles Randy Moss in any small way, he will be a very happy person. All right, now what we're going to do is go take a look at some of those top performers from last week fantasy-wise, and as well as look ahead to some of their matchups for the upcoming week. Now we'll start, as we like to do, with the quarterback position. And we mentioned Joe Flacco, 26 points last week, just a fantastic game. And this week he's coming up against the Atlanta Falcons. So could potentially have another game. If you remember that first game of the year, first or second, where the Falcons played the Saints and Drew Brees, I mean, it was just a score fest. So it might be another opportunity for Joe Flacco to put up some big numbers. Another quarterback last week, Cam Newton, had two throwing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, 25 points himself. So another outstanding performance. He's going to be at Green Bay, so he's got his work cut out for him at Lambeau. Not sure he'll be able to have that similar type of game as he had last week. So it'll just be something to look out for, but he's got a chance. Now, at the running back position, Matt Forte. Now, this is a guy that I thought was down and out and out and down. I had him 2 years ago on my fantasy football team, and he had an injury, and then there were the contract talks and the stalemate. Anyway, was able to produce 19, close to 20 points, depending on your league scoring, but two rushing touchdowns. Also had 10 catches for 77 yards, so about 20 points for Matt Forte. And another guy showing, the weird thing, this guy, Arian Foster, that year I had both of them in my backfield, so was doing very well until the end when I think one or both of them pulled up a bit injured. But Arian Foster, 19 points, two rushing touchdowns, also had three catches for 32 yards. So 19 fantasy points for Arian Foster. Another guy, Ben Tate for Cleveland. He's really coming up big, making the most of his opportunities. Now, it's interesting how he shares a bit of some of the limelight with Isaiah Crowell, who himself had a rushing touchdown, but Ben Tate had two rushing touchdowns. And aren't we impressed with Cleveland? I mean, nobody would have thought that the Browns at this point in the season would be coming into week six with a 3-2 record. So week seven, but they've had a bye already, but 3-2 winning record. So I think we're all, Johnny Football Manziel, that was carried the storyline there in Cleveland. But I think the storyline here is they're doing a great job. Hoyer producing points, playing the quarterback position to a good level and enough to get them some victories and a winning record at this point of the season. So now after that, let's take a quick look at some of our receivers from last week, the strong performances turned in. Now we mentioned Andre Holmes. Oh, I snatched him up quickly. I certainly did. He had 18 points with two touchdowns receiving those 121 yards. Remember that game, what was it, Thursday night? It was a Sunday night game, I think, with Indianapolis playing, and they had T.Y. Hilton come in with a monster game, 223 receiving yards and one touchdown for about 17 points. It was just, boy, it was like a video game. He was just up and down the field. And that's kind of what we expect from T.Y. Hilton. Some disappointing games so far, but that's the type of performance he can produce. And another guy I jumped on as well, Brandon LaFell. He's already had another game playing Thursday night against the Jets, but he's had close to 17 points as well with two touchdowns receiving. And he's got the chance to evolve into Tom Brady's go-to guy. So we'll keep an eye on that. Now, at the tight end position, this has a lot of personal meaning to me because Julius Thomas, two receiving touchdowns, 51 yards on four catches. So two touchdowns on four catches, 14.5 points, right about 15 points. He was the tight end that I faced last week, Death Valley Dames, and I certainly did suffer the loss mainly because of that. When you got a tight end pouring in close to 15 points, there's a good chance you're going to win because everybody else is going to kind of toe the line with the season averages for the most part. You'll have a great performance, and they kind of offset themselves. But to have a tight end with 15 points, he is on fire. He's one of the probably leading touchdowns on the season. He's leading the league, I believe, in touchdowns right now. If you've got him on your team, you're very happy. Now, another tight end in my league, he's still a free agent, Jordan Cameron, tight end for Cleveland. He's just hot and cold. I know I looked into picking him up as well. He had about 11 points, and he's up this week again at Jacksonville. So that is a matchup. If you've got some Browns, now it is going to be warm down there, but if you do have some Cleveland Browns, now might be a time to take a flyer if you need a win, i.e. me. I need to win 1-5, but the Browns going at Jacksonville, they could have a good opportunity to put up some points against them. So now, kicker-wise, just some really, it's been some strong scoring points. Gostkowski for the Patriots, 15 points. Oh, by the way, I played against him as well. 15 points, which completely offset my kicker, who was second in the league, Dan Bailey, who had 14 points. Gostkowski didn't have a huge game with the matchup on Thursday against the Jets. Dan Bailey with the Gators, they're going against the Giants this week, who very well could have another monster game. So that'll be interesting to see. Also, a free agent, the next three scorers in my league are free agents. Gano for Carolina, Nugent for Cincinnati, and Cantanzaro for Arizona. So three free agent kickers, all with 13, 12, and 12 respectively. So if you do need a kicker, they might be good matchups for you. They're all playing. So take a look if you do need a kicker at those free agents that might be on the board. Now, if we take a look at the defense, I have really been fortunate to have the Eagles defense. They have really produced. Last week had 16 points, second best defense. The Lions were the best with 17 points. Lions are going against New Orleans, so maybe not a great game. Obviously, my Eagles are on a bye. I picked up the Cowboys defense, so we'll see what they're able to muster up. They're going against the Giants, and so I think they could have a good chance to do some things. But another great defense, and they've been pretty solid throughout, is Arizona Cardinals. They've got a lot of pieces. The defensive backs, defensive line, they're doing some things. And this week they're going at Oakland. So not too long a trip from Arizona up to Cali. And at Oakland, they've got some talent, but it's young talent that could be prone for some mistakes. And then the Broncos, they're going against San Francisco. They're hosting San Fran. And Kaepernick, he does a turnover here and there. You know, a bit, you know, gunslinger-ish, so some turnovers do happen sometimes, not saying they will. So we'll see what happens with the Broncos in San Francisco this upcoming week. So that's a rundown of some of the primetime players from last week and what we could expect from them coming up this week. Now, this next section of the show, Holler at Your Boy, this is a chance where we take a look at some of the correspondence that's happened on Twitter, on Facebook, with fans, with asking about picks, commentary, as well as some shout-outs from former players as they comment, as we make the comparisons between players of today and those of the past. But to be honest, I went on holiday. Yeah, I'm over here in Sydney, Australia, mate. Yeah, down under. But I was over in the States for 3 weeks, so was kind of off the grid. Wasn't able to keep up with some of that correspondence, but while we're talking about it, let's chat about some of the correspondence that you can participate in on Twitter. We are at the Triple FL, one word, at the Triple FL. Hop onto Twitter, send us your comments. If you have any, especially comparisons to players of today to those of the past, there's some posted already from that I did during those first 2 weeks, but love to share that and include the Twitter address of those former players because they love to hear it. They love to know they're still remembered. And they do give a shout out, of course. They do give a response back. Of course, we did have the one and only Clinton Portis pop onto our Twitter feed and comment on some of the comparisons, comparing him to some players today, Bell from Pittsburgh. So do that. And they'd love to hear that. Now, with Facebook, we are just search Flashback Fantasy Football. Flashback Fantasy Football for the Flashback Fantasy Football League. You'll see pictures, comments, want you to share, like it on Facebook, make your comments, pop your posts on there, and yeah, definitely a community for us to share. Again, remembering the players of the past, acknowledging those of today, and just continuing this community growing. So, no comments this week, so that gives us a chance to go right into our picks for this upcoming week. Now, take a look at some of the spreads. Atlanta is at Baltimore. Baltimore is favored by 6. It's in Baltimore. I look for Baltimore to cover. They're clicking on offense. Atlanta's on the road. Not very good there on the slower turf, so take Baltimore with that. Tennessee at Washington. Tennessee is getting 6 points. Tennessee's got a strong defense. I look at them giving Kirk Cousins some problems. Even if Washington does win, I don't see them covering 6 points. Take Tennessee and the points. Now, Seattle at St. Louis. St. Louis had a tough game last week against San Francisco. They're at home again, and they're getting 7 points against Seattle. Seattle, of course, just suffered that defeat to the Dallas Cowboys. They are a different team on the road, but it is indoors. 7 points. It's going to be a close one. with the spread, I just think Seattle will be able to rattle the Cardinals. Jim Hart. What am I talking about? Jim Hart, St. Louis Cardinals. Hello, Neil Lomax. Shout out with the St. Louis Rams. 7 points. I think Seattle will cover that. They'll be able to give Austin Davis of the St. Louis Rams trouble there. So take Seattle, give the 7 points. Now, Cleveland at Jacksonville, you know, 5.5. Jacksonville, I think, will keep it close for a bit, but I believe it or not, I think the class that is Cleveland, the class of Cleveland, they'll be able to pull it out and get a win by at least a touchdown. So give the points there for Cleveland. Cincinnati at Indy, this is going to be a fantastic game. Spread is at 3 with Indy favored being at home. Cincy is not the same team on the road. So take Indy. To put it in a nutshell, if they're at home, yeah, they cover often, early and often do the Bengals cover. But in this case, go ahead and take Indianapolis. Give the 3 points and enjoy that one. Should be a great contest of two talented teams. Now, Minnesota at Buffalo. I think Buffalo with Kyle Orton, they're starting to turn a corner. Minnesota's taking the going on the road again. Who's going to be a quarterback? I don't know. Even if it is Teddy ball game, Bridgewater there, you're not sure how long it'll last with that ankle injury. Buffalo's, they're a proud team, some good pieces all over. So go ahead and give the 5.5 to Minnesota. Take Buffalo. Miami at the Bears. To me, this is a bit of a no-brainer. Miami is not the same team at home or as they are away. Chicago's only given 3. Now, I know, and I'm one of the main people who talks about it, Chicago is so hot and cold, night and day, Jay Cutler, thank you. But I think they're coming into their own a bit, finding their rhythm. So give the 3 points. Take Chicago against Miami. Now, New Orleans at Detroit. Detroit good at home, but they're Calvin Johnsonless. That is why the spread is only 2. Detroit's still favored at 2. I think it's going to be a score fest. I think New Orleans is going to outscore them. Now, remember last week, Detroit could only put up 17 points. And that's not going to get it done against New Orleans. So if you've got the opportunity, you got to take New Orleans. That was against the Vikings, so that they were only able to put up 17 points. So go ahead and take New Orleans there at Detroit. Now, Carolina at Green Bay, Lambeau, Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers just had that big win at Miami, now coming home. Carolina, you know, they're a bit hot and cold also. They came in at the start of the season. You thought they were for real, but then they've had some lackluster performances. And the Carolina Panthers, though, still with the winning record. Now, they had that tie game, so high-scoring affair, 3-2-1 right now. So if you've got 6.5 points, you might take Carolina with the points just because Green Bay likes to keep it close. They like to keep it exciting. So take the points, take Carolina on the road. Kansas City at San Diego. I think this is going to be a very close one. I think San Diego's got enough offense to cover the 4-point spread. So take Kansas City, give the 4 points. Arizona at Oakland. You know, this is, I think, a bit of a stretch because they're so young, Oakland, and they're showing such promise, doing so many good things. You think they're right on the way to being a respectable team, but listen, Arizona is a hot team right now. They're not a team that's just passing by. And at 4-1, the Cardinals see this game against the Raiders as a game to win. And I don't think anybody's taking the Raiders lightly. They're looking at that film work and seeing what Carr is doing. And they're knowing that they're a respectable squad. So I look at Arizona to take it seriously and take the win. So give the 3.5 points. Go ahead, take Arizona against Oakland. Now, Sunday late afternoon, the Giants at the Cowboys. You know, these are almost always really hotly contested matchups between the Giants and the Cowboys. Big spread. I mean, that's obviously based on the Giants struggling and the Cowboys doing well. 6.5. But this is a case where maybe you should not be scared that the Giants are who we think they are right now. The Dallas defense is playing well. That's a big part of it. And if they're able to rattle Eli Manning, I mean, some of those plays last week for the Giants, the defensive line was sacking him before he was even able to take 3-step drops. So if the Cowboys are able to do some of those things in terms of pressuring the quarterback and getting in on Eli Manning, then that's a time when you want to say, yeah, we might have to go ahead. Because that was against the Eagles. And I look at the Cowboys as having a comparable defensive line at least. So go ahead and take the Cowboys. Give the 6.5. Now, San Fran at Denver. This is the Sunday night game. At home, at night. At home, at night. Now, you realize that a lot of those Thursday night games at home, they've been blowouts. And of course, it's a short week as well, so that team that's traveling, they've got to travel, and if they've traveled the week before, it makes it very tough. So that's why these blowouts are happening on the Thursday night games. Now, San Francisco at Denver, I think San Francisco, they're coming off a semi-short week playing the Monday night game. Now they've got a they went to St. Louis, they had to go all the way back to San Francisco, now they're going to the altitude of Denver. So I look at Denver to win 7 points, that's a lot of wood. That is a lot of wood. This is a tough one. It's going to be right about that 7-point spread. These boys in Vegas are doing a nice job with it. If you have to, you don't have to. You don't have to. But Denver, give the points at home at night. Now, Houston at Pittsburgh. Again, at home at night. Houston's playing well. Fitzpatrick's doing some great things. Andre Johnson, Arian Foster is doing some things. They're playing well as a team. At Pittsburgh, you know, I still can't get that game. It was a King of the Hill pick of mine where they lost to Tampa Bay at home. Can't get that out of my mind. In the game, Pittsburgh is favored by 3. In my opinion, I think Houston's going to score enough. This reminds me of when Baltimore played Pittsburgh earlier this year. I think that game was in Baltimore and it wasn't even close. But in this case, take the points, 3 points. Even if Pittsburgh wins, it'll be a close one. Take Houston and the 3 points. Now, this is a chance for us to chat a little bit about our fantasy football teams. I want to hear about yours. So, as I said, check us out on Twitter at the Triple FL, at the Triple FL on Twitter, or Flashback Fantasy Football League on Facebook. And let me know what's going on with your team. With the Goldman Gators, 1-5, it is not a good year for me. But I don't like to sit still. I got to make moves. And I did. Right after I said, I like my team, we're going to rally back and go well. I think I made 5 roster moves. Some of those picking up Brandon LaFell, definitely. Dropping Eli Manning, picking up Joe Flacco. I picked up Justin Forsett just before last week. Brandon LaFell, I had to take a Cowboys. You know, I let go, and it was really sad to see Darren Sproles go down with an injury. I hope it's not too serious. Oh, he's so fun to watch. He's been such a class act. So cool to see him play San Diego, then New Orleans, and of course, now Philadelphia. So we'll see what happens with him. Yeah, the other roster move took Larry Donald with a just so heap of roster moves. Got Dan Bailey still a kicker. So I'm looking for the Baltimore Ravens to put up massive points, please. Because it turns out I'm Ravens crazy. I'm still living in the glory days of the Super Bowls of the past. I got Flacco. I got Justin Forsett. Still waiting on Eddie Lacy to produce, as many of us fantasy football owners are. I popped Andre Holmes into the starting lineup. He joins Steve Smith. Isn't Steve Smith having a season? I knew he would. I knew he was going to be so proud. He is so proud, but so much wanting to prove Carolina wrong for cutting him. I believe that's the terminology used. The verb is he was cut by the Carolina Panthers. So he's got a vendetta. And as you all know from watching him play, he's a guy you don't want to go against. So he's doing some great things. Larry Donald, I got the Cowboys defense because my Eagles are on a bye. Usually I drop my defense and just pick up another one. But I am holding on to this Eagles defense because they have been coming up very big all season long. And of course, Dan Bailey. So I'll be watching that Giants-Cowboys game closely, looking for some big things to happen. Now, just who am I going against, you may ask? I'm going against Drew Brees. That's not so good. He's at Detroit, as I've already said in the picks. I'm looking for him to do some big things. Going against Lamar Miller, he's at Chicago. I look at the Bears' defense to hold him in check. And Fred Jackson, he's a guy who I want to say, oh, he's not fast, he's not so quick, but he just gets the job done. I'm going against him. He's going against Minnesota. He very well could pop up 1 or 2 touchdowns easily, so I got to be worried about that. Brandon Marshall's just continuing to have another great year for the Bears. I'm going against him. He's, of course, against Miami. And then Michael Floyd, he's a guy I remember last season I drafted, and he was just totally disappointing in terms of fantasy numbers. Nice season as a player, but just didn't produce the fantasy numbers. But he's I'm going against him at Oakland, so that's going to be an interesting matchup to see what goes on with that one. And Fitzgerald, it's interesting. He still looks so fast and quick, but he just hasn't been producing those numbers either. He used to be a number one receiver, he and Calvin Johnson. So it's been interesting to watch Father Time maybe catch up with Larry Fitzgerald a little bit. Oh, geez. I'm also going against Antonio Gates. Please, Kansas City defense, would you put him on lock? Please. He's having a fantastic year. And then Dan Carpenter, kicker for Buffalo. He is quality. He's going up against Minnesota, hoping for him not to do too well. The Chargers defense. So looks like I'll be watching that San Diego-Kansas City a bunch and seeing what happens with my team. So that's my matchup for the week. Do let me know through Twitter, Facebook, what your matchup is. If you're having any dilemmas starting, I'm back. I'm back, baby. I'm back online. I'm back with the back in the Triple FL office headquarters. So if you have any of those questions, do send those through to me, and I'll do my best to respond to them and give you a bit more peace of mind going into matchups this Sunday. Lastly, I want to touch on a subject that is extremely close to where I am right now. There's a player who plays for had played for the Australian Rugby League, so NRL, National Rugby League, here in Australia, and his name is Jared Hain, and he played for the suburb where I live, right near Parramatta, and as it turns out, he's just announced he's not coming back to the NRL next year. He's not going to be playing for the national team in a couple weeks, so he's kind of left them in a bit of a lurch, because he is arguably the best athlete, size, speed, quickness, great hands. Most of us know what rugby is, we see it, but this rugby league, it's a bit of a quicker game. It's the sport most closely that you can compare to gridiron. They don't pick it up and throw it forward. You still got to constantly do laddling. It's like a kickoff where you just keep having to pitch it back. It's one of those trick plays, and that's what they do, and they have downs and different terminology. But the point I'm bringing up is this: Jared Hain has just announced that he is going to make a go at the NFL. So he's coming over to the U.S. to be one of these, to be an NFL player. Now, obviously, it's midseason. We all know in NFL land, Triple FL community, we know it's very unlikely for him to make a team midseason. But I think he's going to be training all the way, getting ready for next year. Getting ready for the combines. I'm not sure if a non-college player can be in the combines. I think they can. He'll be getting everything ready. Now, he's a guy, he's about 6'2", 6'3", muscle, quick speed. He probably, in my guesstimation, runs about a 4.5 or 4.6. He's not 4.4. He's not 4.4. But he very well could be 4.5, 4.6. He's a big boy. I look at him to play a tight end or not a tailback, maybe a halfback. I don't look at him to be a fullback. I mean, there's a guy who likes to have the ball in his hand and make some moves. So, you know, a running back or a tight end, because he can't catch the ball. He has good hands as well, good elevation. The aerial part of NRL is big, where they have to jump and catch the ball high. So that equates very well as a receiver. So it's going to be interesting to watch as he progresses. So we wish Jared Hain the best. He's 26. This is obviously his last chance to make a go at it in terms of making an NFL team while you're still relatively young. As we know, NFL stands not for long. But we will be watching that closely to see how he goes and wishing him our best. Who knows? Might have him as a guest at some point, check in with him to see how things are going with his training. So with that, we will draw a close to the Triple FL podcast for this week. I thank you for joining us. Again, do send us a shout out on Twitter, at the Triple FL, at the Triple FL. One word, of course, that stands for Flashback Fantasy Football League. You're going to be very excited to be a part of that inaugural season in 2015 after the Super Bowl. So fantasy football is going year-round because greatness always was and always will be. So that's going to be fun for us all to play that fantasy football league come February and March. Also, check us out on Facebook. Just put in the search Flashback Fantasy Football and we will pop right up. Send us your comments, posts, tweets, pictures. The third thing, if you are able to take any pictures of former players, or you have old photos of former players, do not just sit on those. Post them onto our Facebook. My goal for this upcoming week, as the Triple FL grows and expands the community, is getting on Instagram. And hopefully that'll be a platform where everyone's able to more easily upload photos that we could see what players are up to and what they're doing. If you see them at your golf club, at your local pub, restaurant, don't disturb them. Show them the respect, but do know how much you respect what they gave to the game of gridiron football. And send us a shout out, have a picture, and we'd love to see that. So with that, we will say good day and good luck this week with your fantasy football league teams. Keep a lookout and let us know how these players of today are reminding you to the greats of the past, because greatness always was and will never be forgotten. We'll talk to you soon. Have a little fusion. Let me know just what you see and how I blow your mind.